of the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland. John Nettlefold, the owner of Coolibar Station on the Diamantina River, discovered an abandoned aeroplane in his Emu Lake paddock. In the front cockpit was a girl, but there was no sight of a pilot. The girl was paralyzed, unable to speak or move. Nettlefold reported the incident to Sergeant Cox in Golden Dawn, and a policeman has left by air with Dr. Knowles, the local flying doctor, to investigate. Nettlefold met them on a landing ground near the homestead and has just brought them back to the house in his car. His daughter, Elizabeth, is standing at the front door to welcome them.
Good evening, Dr. Knowles. I'm so glad you came. Good evening, Sergeant.
Good evening, Miss Elizabeth.
Good evening, Miss Elizabeth.
Come inside. Father will be back in a moment when he's put the car away. Did you have a good flight?
Yes, thank you, Miss Nettlefold. I don't think Sergeant Cox enjoyed it very much, though.
Is he such a bad pilot, Sergeant?
He's mad, Miss Elizabeth. Completely mad. The man oughtn't to be allowed to fly. He's a public danger.
I got you here in record time, Sergeant. What more do you want?
What does he do, Sergeant?
He tries to frighten the lives out of his passengers, I think. He skimmed along the tops of the trees all the way. And once he even dived down in a car on the road.
You should have arrested him for dangerous flying. Come along into the lounge, this way.
Where's the patient, Miss Nettlefold?
Upstairs in one of the spare bedrooms. Would you like to see her now?
Yes, I would if it's convenient. Sergeant Cox didn't tell me very much about her.
She's just the same, Doctor. She's conscious, but she can't move or speak. I can't make her take any food.
That's bad. Let's go upstairs now.
You'll excuse us, won't you, Sergeant? Father will be in again very soon.
Yes, of course, Miss Elizabeth.
There's whiskey on the table there, Sergeant. Help yourself. Now come along, Doctor.
You say the girl's completely paralyzed.
It's good to sit down in an easy chair again.
Ah, there you are, Sergeant. Sorry to keep you waiting. Where are the others?
Miss Elizabeth has taken Dr. Knowles to see the girl.
Good, good. This is a very strange business, Sergeant. I don't know what to make of it at all. Have a whiskey.
No, thanks. I'd like to take a look at her afterwards. I hope by then Dr. Knowles will have found out what's the matter with her.
It's the most terrible thing I've ever seen. The poor girl can't move a muscle. She can't even raise or lower her eyelids.
Yes. I'll have to ask you a few questions, Mr. Nettlefold. Just a formality, you know. I'll have to send a report of this to headquarters.
If I can help you in any way, I shall be only too glad to do so.
Here's the room, Doctor. Oh, before we go in, there's one thing I want to ask you.
Yes?
Please don't order her off to a hospital.
My dear Miss Nettlefold, I can't promise anything until I've seen her.
I assure you she'll be well cared for here. We can look after her quite as well as they could in a hospital. Father told me he'd spare no expense, and you can rely upon me to do everything you tell me.
But this girl doesn't mean anything to you, does she? You don't know her.
I've never seen her before, but it's very hard to explain. She'll give me an interest in life, give me something to do. Oh, please don't send her away.
I won't, unless it's absolutely necessary. Now, let's go in.
Just a minute, I'll switch the light on. There she is.
She's very still, isn't she? I think she... Good heavens.
What's the matter, Doctor?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
You don't know her, do you?
Know her? Oh, no, I don't know her. No, I've never set eyes on her before.
Then why did you look so surprised?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a trick of the light, that's all.
Is there anything I can do, Doctor?
No, just stay where you are for a moment.
She is awake, isn't she?
Yes. At least her eyes are open. Well, young lady, you are in a peculiar fix. If you're conscious, if you can hear what I'm saying, don't be afraid. I'm going to do all I can to help you. Now, let's feel your pulse. Yes. Yes, you're very cold, too, aren't you?
Shall I get her another blanket?
No, she's all right. I believe if you could talk, you could tell us some very interesting things. But never mind now. You mustn't worry. This attack of yours is only temporary. In a few days, you'll be all right. You'll regain the use of your muscles suddenly and be as right as rain again. Ah, I see you can hear me. That's good. Well, now I'm going to partly close your eyelids so that you'll be able to see the room better. There.
What do you think of her, Doctor?
What? Think of her? Oh, all she needs is rest and quiet and careful attention. And perhaps a little amusement to take her out of herself. Well, I'll come and see you later on, young lady. Oh, yes, and I'll probably bring a colleague with me. Now, we'll leave you to get some rest. Au revoir.
You ready now, Doctor?
Yes, come along. After you.
I'll close the door, shall I?
Yes, do.
Well, what do you really think about her?
Candidly, I don't know yet. We must make her eat somehow.
But I've tried to, Doctor.
Yes, I know. With a little persuasion, I think she'd be made to swallow some liquid. I'll draw up a list for you. Now, tonight you may give her some coffee with a teaspoonful of brandy in it.
All right, Doctor.
But who's going to be with her during the night?
I will after 10 o'clock. Hetty will be back any minute now.
Splendid. I think you'll make an excellent nurse, Miss Nettlefold. Now, we'll get Sergeant Cox to see her. He'd better pretend to be a medical man, I think, so as not to alarm her.
I think that's a very good idea.
Have you discovered any clue about her yet? Any laundry mark or anything of that kind?
Yes. Some of her linen has the initials M.M. worked on it in silk. That's all.
Well, that's something anyway. We'll have to leave it to Sergeant Cox. She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Very beautiful.
Well, now, come along. Let's go back to the lounge and report to Sergeant Cox.
Thanks very much, Mr. Nettlefold. What you've told me will be a great help for my report. That's all you know, I suppose.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Sergeant. Ah, there you are, Dr. Knowles. Come in. How's your patient, Elizabeth?
Oh, just the same, Father.
Well, Knowles, I suppose you don't know the girl.
No, I don't. Never seen her before.
But, Dr. Knowles, I thought that you...
She's quite definitely not from this district.
May I go up and look at her?
Yes, you may. She's suffering from a form of muscular paralysis. She's conscious. Her mind is clear. But she's unable to articulate. Now, look here, Sergeant. I don't care a brass farthing who stole the aeroplane. All I care about is my patient. And I won't have her worried or frightened. Do you understand?
Yes, that's all right.
And it's no use putting questions to her. But by all means, go and see if you can identify her. I told her my colleague would visit her. That's you, Cox.
All right. I promise not to excite her. Do you think she could possibly have stolen the plane?
No, definitely no.
Have you any basis for such an opinion?
Well, so far, there's nothing definite to base any opinion on. In her present condition, of course, it would have been quite impossible for her to have flown the machine.
Have you ever come across a case like this before, Doctor?
Never, not even remotely like it. The general paralysis may have been produced by physical injury, mental shock, or drugs.
Drugs?
Well, I can't find any external injury. And I can't imagine that a mental shock would have been sufficient to produce such a result. That leaves only one solution. Drugs.
This looks like being more serious than I imagined.
If she's been drugged, Doctor, won't it wear out of her system in time?
Well, that's hard to say. Drugs are so varied in their effects.
And if it doesn't?
Then she will die.
Oh, no, you must save her, Doctor.
Well, I shall do my best naturally, Miss Nettlefold. But I'm afraid the paralysis of the consciously controlled processes must inevitably have a grave effect upon the involuntary ones.
That sounds very technical, Doctor.
It simply means that this paralysis must spread to her brain unless we can counteract the drug.
I see. You'd better go up, Sergeant, and see if you know the girl.
Yes, I will. Do you mind showing me the way, Miss Elizabeth?
Of course not. Come along.
Help yourself to a whiskey, Doctor.
Thanks very much. I will. Oh, I'm perishing.
Whatever you do, don't do that. And don't let me perish either. Pour me out one, too, will you? Three fingers, please.
That sounds like a man's trick.
My usual, anyway.
Ah, this is quite a mystery, isn't it?
Yes, too deep for me. An aeroplane is stolen at Golden Dawn and then found undamaged 184 miles away. In it is a drugged girl. The pilot is missing, and there are no tracks showing that he left the machine after it landed.
Your facts are right, except for one thing. You're assuming that the girl is drugged. We haven't proved that yet.
And you still think it possible that she's suffering from some physical injury?
Yes, it's possible.
It's a relief to me to know the girl is in capable hands. They tell me you're a very clever doctor. Is that true, Jones?
Oh, certainly. The cleverest doctor in Queensland.
You're not an Australian, are you?
No, not by birth. I consider myself an acclimatized Australian by now. I've been here a good many years now.
Ever feel you want to go back?
Never. I'm too fond of the sunshine. I had enough of fogs and rain and snow when I was in England. This climate suits me perfectly.
Yes, I spent 1 year in England. It was quite enough for me. By the way, weren't you in the Royal Air Force during the war?
Yes, I was. The experience was very useful to me out here. A flying doctor has to be a pretty good pilot, you know.
I'm sure he has. I don't envy your job. Terra firma is good enough for me. My neighbour John Kane was in the Air Force, too. Ever run across him?
Oh, yes, I see him now and then in Golden Dawn. He was in the same squadron, as a matter of fact.
Really? That's very interesting.
Yes, but unlike me, he's hardly done any flying since.
He's a very reckless driver on the road. Ever see him in that great Bentley of his? He hasn't much regard for speed limits.
He's no regard for limits of any kind, from what I know of him.
You're right there, Knowles. Well, Sergeant, have you identified the girl?
No, I don't know her. She's a stranger to this district. I've been sergeant at Golden Dawn for 24 years now, so I ought to know.
Of course, there's been a good few visitors recently. What with the show and the flying circus.
Yes, but I'm positive this girl wasn't amongst them. I'm positive that she wasn't in Golden Dawn yesterday when the aeroplane was stolen.
Well, that's very peculiar.
Are you quite sure, Mr. Nettlefold, that you saw no tracks leading away from the plane?
Positive.
Then, if the girl wasn't in control, the pilot must have jumped up before the machine landed.
By parachute, you mean? But surely in that case, the plane would have crashed.
Well, you ought to be able to tell us that, Knowles.
Well, that's hard to say. If it had been my plane, it would have gone into a spin as soon as I left the controls. However, Captain Lovacre's plane might not. I remember an affair during the war when a German flyer was shot dead over our lines, and his machine made a perfect landing several miles behind our front. Now, you'd better ask Lovacre how his plane behaves.
Yes, I'll do that. Oh, by the way, Mr. Nettlefold, I promised I'd telephone him some information about landing. May I ring him up?
Certainly. The phone's outside in the hall. Yeah, come with me.
If you're all ready now, supper's on the table.
Good. Stay here and entertain Dr. Knowles for a moment, Elizabeth. I'm just going to show Sergeant Cox the telephone.
All right, Father.
We won't be long. Have another whiskey, Knowles.
Thanks, Nettlefold.
Oh, how I wish I could do something for that poor girl upstairs.
There's nothing to do at present but wait. You mustn't worry about her, Miss Nettlefold.
Oh, I know you'll do your best for her. Tell me, Doctor, why were you so startled when you first saw her?
Was I?
Yes, you know you were.
Well, for a moment I thought I knew her. She reminded me very much of someone I once knew.